Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and my guests today are Maureen Bettis, the Senior Vice President for Membership and Events for the American Gaming Association, and Corby Carrison, the Vice President of G2E for show producer RX. With the return of full access to G2E in 2022, this year's show is even more wide open and poised to be even more successful. Corby Carrison is entering her sixth G2E as the head for show producer RX, formerly Reed Exhibitions, and Maureen Bettis is overseeing her first G2E as a senior vice president for the AGA. With the lessons learned in 2022, G2E 2023 has introduced some new twists that will make it a truly can't-miss event. Already there are more exhibitors than ever, and the attendee registrations are also up substantially. They spoke with me via Zoom in August. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Maureen Bettis of G2E, of the AGA. She's in charge of G2E, and Corby Carrison, who is on the Reed side of the equation. So, ladies, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Roger. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
So, Maureen, this will be your first full involvement in the G2E as the events director for the AGA. How did you prepare for G2E, and what are you expecting to see at this year's show?
That's a great question. So my preparation actually started last year. So even before I had a chance to join the AGA team, they extended an invitation to me to attend G2E in 2022 as a guest. Right. So I got the opportunity to walk the show floor, meet the exhibitors, certainly spend some time with a lot of the AGA members, and reunite with my business partners here at RX. So it was an opportunity that I was thrilled to have, to be able to come to this show last year. So lots of things to expect and see for this year. How do you build upon the successful show from 2022? Just kind of continue to improve and enhance. So we'll have expanded opportunities for networking this year. The networking lounge was a really big success last year, so you'll see a more larger dedicated space for networking this year, along with some opportunities for different groups to gather in that space. Certainly, there'll be more expanded, rich content this year in terms of the conference and education program. So this is the first time, I believe, that the show did a call for content out to the industry to hear you know, what does the industry think we should be talking about at G2E? And we had over 400 submissions for sessions, and got to go through that stack of submissions with my partner Corby and the team here at AGA. And we're really thrilled with the content suggestions that came in through the industry. And just, you could really tell just how excited the industry is about the content and the topics that, you know, happen at G2E. So really excited about the content and education this year. And then, of course, new destinations across the show floor. We'll have an iGaming zone this year. And again, new innovative products coming from the exhibitors who really are the stars of the show here.
Great, great. Well, Corby, what is this, your seventh G2E?
Oh, I want to say maybe six.
It's six.
On the on this is sitting in this chair. Certainly, okay. Others before that, but no lack of excitement. That's for sure.
Sure, sure. So you, you went through the pandemic times, COVID, the canceled show in 2020, and so you've been through some tough times. Last year you rebounded greatly. It was as close to normal as you're gonna get. But what kind of response are you getting from sponsors and exhibitors and attendees since last year's show was so successful?
Thank you for mentioning that. We did have a really great show last year. We, on all accounts, everybody that we heard from, attendees, exhibitors, sponsors, industry partners. We're really thrilled just to be able to convene the industry again in a meaningful way year over year. And we've had an incredible response so far for 23, building upon that success from last year. I think what we're really seeing is that G2E is reflecting what we're seeing in the industry, which is amazing growth. We're seeing so much engagement across what players are engaging with the operators. Lots of growth, records broken all over the place. And we're using G2E to reflect that, what we're seeing in the industry. So looking at where are we seeing the growth? We're seeing incredible engagement on iGaming. We're seeing a lot happening in sports betting. Right. We're seeing a lot of forward thinking in gaming across the board, whether it's land-based or online. We're seeing tons of engagement with tribal gaming, lots of new ideas coming to the table. So really a great engagement from our attendees being the voice of what they want to see at G2E. And then we've seen a lot of those vendors come to G2E both as sponsors and as participants in the expo hall. Lots of new engagements across the expo hall floor. And just in some of our pre-conversations with some of the exhibitors, they're bringing some really exciting innovations to the table for sure. Everyone to enjoy across G2E.
Yeah, we've been visiting the slot makers. Frank Legato has done his little tour of Las Vegas slot makers, and he was telling me, you know, this year is going to be incredible as it comes to technology and things like that. So that's exciting for you.
It sure is. And we're seeing a really nice growth on our show floor, too. We are seeing almost up 50% wow. from where we were in 2021. Uh-huh. So certainly that post-COVID hump that everybody's experienced getting through that. And we're seeing that also on the expo hall floor.
Well, that's exciting for sure. So Maureen, tell us about the interactive tools that G2E is offering to assist both exhibitors and attendees to get the most out of the show. You debuted the app, I guess it was right before COVID, and I was one of the ones who was a little reluctant to that because I like to have the little magazine in my hand and be able to read that. But once I figured out the app, it was like, whoa, it makes it really easy. So explain how that's changed this year and some of the other tools that you have.
Sure. So, I mean, the good news is there's always a tool for everyone, right? Some people like the paper, some people like the app, and we try to have it all so that everyone has the most appropriate guide for how they like to experience the show. One of the things that is new this year is a new kind of experience, build your own experience mm-hmm. guide. So with so much great content at the show, with so many exhibitors, one of the things that I know we heard last year, we're just people that were kind of bummed that they didn't know about one thing was happening, so they may have missed it, or just otherwise just kind of being overwhelmed by there being so much content and so many exhibitors. So just in a way to try to streamline that for people and help them create kind of their own more curated experience. We have a new section on our website on globalgamingexpo.com. Users can go to experience, click on guides, fill out a little quiz there about their interests, and it'll create a new kind of personalized plan for them to help them kind of determine which sections across the show floor are right for them, which education sessions are important to them just kind of based on their interests. So hoping to make it a little more, a little less overwhelming and a little more personal and kind of streamlined for people to curate their own experiences this year.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, G2E can certainly be overwhelming when you look at that show floor and you just walk half of it and you're tired, you want to sit down. So it's great to be able to do that. So tell us about the networking sessions. I know, you know, there's a new networking area there. In fact, we're using it along with the innovation group for our emerging leaders 40 under 40 celebration. We introduced that class of 2023, and then I know there's AGM is using it for their awards as well. So how what other groups are using that section, and what other networking opportunities are there at the show?
Well, Roger, I love hearing that you're very tuned in on the networking lounge, because that was something new that we did last year, and it was incredibly successful. So we did make a plan to enlarge that space. It will be in a different location. So all of our maps and directionals will guide you there. But you're right, there will be a lot of fun engagement, certainly around the Emerging Leaders of Gaming 40 Under 40, the AGEM Memorial Awards. We have a commitment also with African Americans in Gaming to host a happy hour there. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at some other engagements too, some other meetups. For example, we're looking at doing a Pride meetup. Okay. And just bringing people together to do community-based things, making connections from person to person, whereas there are other areas of the show floor, for example, in the lab, which is a newly reimagined version of the Innovation Lab that you'll remember from years before. The lab is a place where people can connect more around topics. So we will have short education sessions in that space. They'll be about 20 minutes each. Think like a TED Talk. Mm-hmm. But those are engagements that are more from companies that are creating a new technology to address what's up and coming in the industry. And those are folks that maybe their technology is so new, they're not ready to do a full out engagement on the expo hall floor. So this gives them a little bit of daylight to really spread the word about what they've got going on. We're seeing a lot of topics that are related to iGaming or sports betting or other types of emerging techs. And we are planning some networking meetups around those topics as well too. So all of that information will be on our special events guide on the website. And I would be remiss if I didn't call out our probably the largest networking opportunity that we have that will be taking place on Monday afternoon after the education sessions and, of course, before the expo hall opens on Tuesday. Monday at 5, we will be having a welcome reception. Everyone is welcome to attend. That will be taking place immediately after our Monday afternoon keynote, which the Indian Gaming Association is helping us curate. It is once again Indigenous Peoples Day on that Monday of G2E. So we really wanted to welcome, number one, in the IGA in order to spread the word on what's happening in tribal gaming and other interests pertaining to Native Americans, but then open up to everybody to come and have a little celebration that we're convening the industry again in a really meaningful way, and to be prepared to go into what will be three more busy days on the expo hall floor at G2E.
Yeah. Well, I always enjoy that welcome reception, because I can't walk 10 feet without seeing somebody that I met in my 30 years in gaming. So it's an exciting time, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the Monday keynote. Do you have other information on keynotes at G2E at this point?
It's a little too early to reveal who the speakers will be for the keynotes at the show. But as Corby mentioned, our Monday content is centered around tribal gaming. So can be sure to hear from a speaker in that subject matter on Monday. In terms of Tuesday and Wednesday, again, I think the keynotes are reflective of the industry today and the growth of the show. So I think you can expect to see and hear from some of the leaders in the commercial operator space and iGaming, as well as sports and sports betting. So too soon to reveal any names yet, but I can assure you that it will be relevant and some of the most important names in the industry today.
Okay, great. So tell us about the conference program. I ran it for many years there, and I know it's a really important aspect to the show. What are you doing different this year that you think will appeal to the attendees?
Well, I think that the what did we do different, or what are we doing different, as Maureen referred to earlier, certainly the call for speakers and content was a big departure from what we had done before. And it really informed us very richly on number one, we have a lot of very smart people in this industry who are very generous with their contributions of their time and their talents. Unfortunately, we couldn't accept 400 different different spots. So we've done our best to make the program representative of those different submissions and also take into consideration what attendees are coming to us and saying that they want to hear. So we're seeing a lot of rich content over, we will be having education over 4 days, and I'll talk in a second about something new that's coming, but on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of G2E, that's what we're calling the core education program. Mm-hmm. So we will have 6 different rooms running all day on all of those days on a lot of different topic areas. But especially we're seeing a lot of content around the future of gaming. So it's not only what are we doing now, how can we improve today? There is a bit of that, but also where are we going in the future? And that topic extends across commercial and tribal casinos. So it's very rich across a lot of different business models. And it also touches upon non-US interests too. So future topics around fintech, a lot of talk around iGaming, still talking about sports betting as it continues to grow in the US. So it's still very relevant for us. A lot of compliance and regulatory discussions happening as well. So across those topics, we're seeing threads weaved in around marketing, around AI. And while those are topics that perhaps in the past we would put together a dedicated track, we are weaving those concepts throughout all of these different days and around a lot of different topics. So it's really a fully immersive and very engaging program. Great. A couple of other spots where people can take advantage of the offerings in education. One, like I mentioned earlier, is the lab. That one is free for everyone to attend. And the snippets that they'll get in there, you can come and go, see what's coming, and pick the things that are of interest to you. And one other thing that we'll have a little more information coming soon are some workshops that we're planning for this year. So those workshops will take place on Thursday of G2E. They will be a ticketed event, and they will be topical with four different subject matters that we are inviting some experts to come in and present on. They're deeper in subject than a typical conference session. And we're hopeful that people will engage deeply, connect with other people that have similar interests, and walk away from those sessions with actionable plans.
Okay. So that almost sounds like an interactive type of session then.
Mm-hmm. Very much, yes.
Great. So tell us about the Gaming Hall of Fame induction. It's been a part of G2E for many years. I really enjoy going to it, especially this year with several of my friends are being inducted into the Hall of Fame. That's a wonderful honor for them and well-deserved. Is that open to all attendees or is it an invitation-only event?
So the Gaming Hall of Fame has been around since 1989, and it honors business people who have contributed to the industry over the year, as well as industry legends, pioneers. The AGA sort of shepherds this process. We open the call for nominations each year. We convene an independent panel of gaming executives who have the great honor of reviewing those nominations. And then we honor those recipients each year in conjunction with an event at G2E. It is invite only. It's usually open to the family, friends, and colleagues mm-hmm. of those who are being honored. And like you said, you've had the opportunity to be there with some of your former colleagues. So that's great to hear. We've got a great lineup of nominees who are being honored this year. Ellen Whittemore, who's the chief legal counsel for Wynn, is one of the inductees this year, as well as Jim Murren, former chair of MGM. Bob Majdunski, former head of AGS, and then also Governor Anatabi from the Chickasaw Nation. So great lineup of inductees this year. And again, I think it was pretty hard for the independent panel of executives to choose from. We had at least 80 people who were nominated this year. So yeah, that's 80 yeah. people, and many of them receiving more than one nomination. So. Yep. It's an exciting year.
It is always an exciting event, so I am looking forward to that. Let's talk about a couple of niche parts of the show. And, you know, you already mentioned tribal gaming. It's always a very important part to the conference program and to the exhibit floor, as a matter of fact. So what are you doing to ensure that tribal gaming remains a big part of the show?
I think the largest thing that we do to keep our strong engagement with the tribal gaming people who are interested in attending G2E is we've had a very strong partnership with the Indian Gaming Association. That's been longstanding for many years. And they develop along with us, they really do the heavy lifting on the development of the content for the program. So it's Victor Rocha, curating a lot of the content along with our conference chair, ensuring that it's G2E specific things mm-hmm. that our attendees are interested in talking about. And they do a fantastic job bringing that all together. Different topics such as tribal gaming regulation, what's happening in the next era of tribal gaming. Certainly we've seen a lot of activity with tribal gaming diversifying beyond just on right. tribal lands, especially we see that here in Las Vegas, right?
Sure.
So a lot of conversation around that and interesting connections that we'll make with people and some case studies on how some of those things are going.
Sure.
But again, I really would like to underscore the Monday keynote that is going to be really focused on tribal gaming and different tribal interests. And we just are very, thankful that Indian Gaming Association has been a partner of G2E for so long.
Right. Well, I just had some staff come back from the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association show, and they were amazed at the attendance there, that there was a lot of, obviously a lot of tribal gaming, but also a lot of regulators showed up there. So I'm expecting that you'll see those type of people there as well. So let's talk about iGaming then, and you mentioned sports betting, and it's been getting to be a larger part of the show every year, and now that iGaming is legal in quite a few states in the U.S., I'm assuming that area is growing as well.
Yeah, of course, as the kind of the omnichannel experience continues to serve up options to the consumers and the gaming public whenever they want, however they want, we're of course going to be incorporating that content into G2E. So we will have a new dedicated show floor space to iGaming this year called the iGaming Zone. Mm-hmm. Brings together iGaming solutions providers, really a great space for attendees to come and learn about what's next in the online casino space. But it's certainly an exciting destination on the show floor, but also all roads always lead to our mainstay exhibitors, many of whom are also involved in iGaming. So an exciting new feature of the show, but again, also a great pathway to our more traditional exhibitors who, like I said, are also involved in this space. So lots to learn and lots to see in that new area.
Yeah, no question. And another thing that my staff learned at OIGA was that there's a real crossover between tribal gaming and iGaming. There's a bunch of sessions at OIGA on iGaming, and while tribes haven't been totally neck deep in that, now they're preparing for it though. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about G2E Asia. That was hit really hard with the closure of the casinos in Macau for quite some time, and the restrictions about gathering in the Asian market there. But this year you actually had two G2E Asias, one in Singapore and one in Macau. How did they go, and is that going to be the wave of the future for G2E Asia?
It's a great, great question. Due to kind of the timing of when I joined the AGA, back in the fall, just after G2E 2022. So rough time to be making a decision about where and when to hold T2E Asia, just considering, you know, where we were as a show, and then also where the pandemic was in other countries. So we made the decision to hold G2E Asia in Singapore in May, by all accounts, by speaking with exhibitors and with attendees. Sounds like it was a great show. I had the opportunity to be there. Exhibitors were very satisfied. We had more exhibitors than we had originally anticipated. And that focus was really more on the traditional land-based gaming, just like your more traditional G2A Asia has been in the past. We then had held another event in Macau, as you referenced, in July. And the focus there was really more on integrated resorts. So a different set of exhibitors, a different set of attendees, also positive reviews out of that show. So we're still looking, of course, at the numbers and the reviews on both. And we'll be ready to make a decision here, I think, pretty soon about in the next coming weeks about where and when G2E Asia 2024 will occur.
Yeah. Well, it seems as Asian gaming is really bouncing back. The numbers in Macau have been really impressive lately. And then, you know, you've got the Cambodian casinos, which are still doing well. And then we're talking about possible casinos in Thailand. So there's a lot of activity in that sector. And two shows might not be a bad idea, frankly. So just one more question. With such a wide interest in this year's G2E, what does it say about the growth and the health of the casino industry and its largest trade show and conference?
So one of the things that we do here at the AGA, of course, is keep a track on the growth and what's happening in the industry. And I get to say growth because I think this is a pretty lucky industry considering the explosive growth that we continue to see here. So last week, the AGA released its most recent numbers, and we've had the industry's 10th consecutive quarter of growth, which is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say that I think we are probably the envy of many industries.
Yes, for sure.
So I think as the industry continues to grow, as we consider to have a, you know, better than a rebound, I think, from the pandemic, I think the show is extremely reflective of that growth. And I'm excited to see what we have in store here for this year.
Okay. Corby, from the RX perspective, you know, you've been involved in the show since the very start. What is your view of the growth of G2E in general and the industry in specific?
You know, it's really exciting to be involved from the very beginnings of the show and watching the growth of the industry globally, just the different engagements that happen. People coming from all over the world to engage with G2E and really convening in order to grow their businesses. So they're coming to G2E with the specific purpose of evolving their businesses, which is really exciting for us. Certainly the industry has evolved a lot, especially in the last 5 years. But we really love being able to serve up such an important event to the industry for the end game for everybody to advance their businesses.
Great. Well, it's going to be an exciting time in October. Give us the dates and the location so anybody who doesn't know can sign up for it and how to sign up for it.
Sure. The event will be at the Venetian Expo that is connected to the Venetian Casino. The education begins on Monday, October 9th, and the expo hall will be open on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, October 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you haven't registered yet, registration is open at globalgamingexpo.com, and we would really love to see you there.
And I'm sure you still have a few exhibit spaces remaining, too, for anybody who hasn't signed up for that yet.
We do. We're signing on new exhibitors every day.
Great. Well, good luck, Maureen. It's an exciting time for you. Your first one where you're really in charge here. So I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person and seeing what you put together.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. She had to pull
through. Broken down with his broken dreams. Hope you enjoyed today's GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.